Well, Shabbat Shalom, everybody.
Shabbat Shalom.
Let me welcome you all to Creekside Messianic Fellowship and the Bar Mitzvah of Mason Blankenheim. Bar Mitzvah is an ancient tradition. It's a recognition of a young man coming into a sense of responsibility. Bar Mitzvah comes from two words, the Aramaic bar for son and the Hebrew mitzvah for commandment. But we usually translate it more idiomatically as a son of the covenant. In other words, this is the point in time where Mason's parents and teachers believe that Mason is mature enough, both mentally, physically, and spiritually, to accept upon himself the commandments that God laid down for us all at Mount Sinai. And it's more than just a coming of age ceremony, which traditionally it's done when? Who knows? At the first Sabbath following the 13th birthday for the young man. And that's where we are here today. He just turned 13 this week, right? But it's more than just a recognition that he's turned 13, but he's ready to become an active part of the congregation. At the bar mitzvah, he has his first aliyah. That is his first call to come up and read from the Torah scroll. In a traditional synagogue Torah ceremony, there will be eight people that get called up to read different portions of the Torah portion called the Parsha. And the last one's called the Maftir, and I think that may be about where he's going to start reading today. And the one who reads the last, the eighth, the Maftir, is the one who also reads the Haftorah portion. I know he's going to read from the Haftorah portion. And he's going to teach us from it. So today, we're going to have his first aliyah, which is first call to come up and read from the Torah scroll. So what I want you to do first, I want everybody to stand up, and we'll sing together the Shema from Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 4, as we all face east, which is the direction of Jerusalem from here. And we'll sing together from Deuteronomy 6, verse 4. A little louder, please.
And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Speak thou also unto the children of Israel, saying, Verily my Sabbaths ye shall keep, for it is a sign between me and you throughout your generations, that ye may know that I am the Lord that doth sanctify you.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, Baruch Shem Kivod, Malchuto, Leolam Vayeh.
Wherefore the children of Israel shall keep the Sabbath, to observe the Sabbath throughout their generations, for a perpetual covenant. It is a sign between me and the children of Israel forever. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, and on the seventh day he rested and was refreshed.
If you would remain standing, please, and grab your songbooks that look like this. The first song will be number 19, the celebration song.
Thank you.
goodness and your steadfast love. May your name be exalted here on earth and in heaven above. La 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 la. Number 20, the year of Jubilee.
Sacrifice, are we standing free?
It is the year of Jubilee.
It is the year of Jubilee,
when the meek shall walk and the blind shall see with the Lord.
Says the captive is free, it is the year of Jubilee.
It is the year of Jubilee,
when the lame shall walk and the blind shall see with the Lord.
Says the captive is free, it is the year of Jubilee.
When the lame shall walk and the blind shall see with the Lord.
Says the captive is free, the year of
seat for a moment. The parents and teachers of Mason have been working with him for a long time now. You've been studying for how long? More than a year, huh? It's a lot of preparation. It takes a lot of guts and courage to get up here in front of all these people. But I understand from his parents and his teachers that this young man is ready. So I would ask for his parents to rise. Would you tell this congregation, in your opinion, is Mason Blankenheim ready for the bar mitzvah?
Yes, he is. Yes.
Thank you. You may be seated. Mason, if you would stand. Papa, if you go ahead and put on his tallit or help him with it as he dons the tallit for the very first time. It is a major milestone in a young man's life. From this point forward, he will be eligible to be part of a minyan when the group gathers to pray. He can lead prayer. He can lead congregational teaching. Mason Blankenheim, if you make your first aliyah, please, and come up to the ark. And I want you to go in front of the ark, and I want you to remove the Torah scroll. And Mason is going to parade the Torah scroll around the congregation as we sing number 21, He is My Defense. Number 21, He is My Defense.
Take care, please.
We will, yeah. Go ahead, you can start parading. Slowly.
My
rock and the horn of my salvation. It's my Yeshua only, he only is my rock and the horn of my salvation. My defense, I shall not be moved. He is my defense, I shall not be moved. He is my defense, I shall not be moved. He is my defense, I shall not be moved. Israel, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai, Adonai Echad. Baruch Shem Kavod Malchuto Le'olam Le'olam Vav. I shall not be moved. He is my defense. I shall not be moved. He is my defense. I shall not be moved. He is my defense. I shall not be
seated. If you'd all grab your order of service. Before reading from the Torah portion, the Haftarah portion, and the Brit Chadashah portion, there's going to be some blessings that Mason will chant. And there's one place where you have a congregational response, and I just want you to take a moment and find it, where it says, Baruch Adonai HaMavarach Le'olam Va'ed. And at this point, I'm going to turn over the service to our first Aliyah of today, Mason Blankenheim. If you go ahead and roll out the scroll, grab the Yod, which is right here. He's first going to chant the Shema and recite the Ve'ahavta.
Now I'll chant the Shema, which is found in Deuteronomy chapter six, verse 4. Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. I will be saying the Ve'ahavta, which is found in Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 5 through 9. Ve'ahavta et Adonai lechacha, b'chol levavcha, u'v'chol nafshecha, u'v'chol me'otecha. Ve'hayu hadbarim ha'ele, asher anochi mitzavcha hayom, pa'al levavecha, v'shinamtam lebenecha, v'ibarta bam, v'shivtecha be'vitecha, v'lechtecha v'aderech, u'shotbecha u'v'kumecha, u'kshartam le'ot a'yadecha, ve'hayu lezotofot bein einecha. And the translation, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength. These commandments that I give you today are to be upon your hearts. Impress them on your children, talk about them when you sit at home and when you walk along the road, when you lie down and when you get up. Tie them as symbols on your hands and bind them on your foreheads. Write them on the door frames of your houses and on your gates. I will now be saying the Torah blessings. Please join me in the congregation response. Baruch Hu Adonai Hamvorach.
Baruch Adonai Hamvorach Le'olam Vahed.
Blessed is the Lord, the Blessed One for all eternity. Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam. Asher bachar banu mikol hamin, venatan lanu et torato, baruch ata Adonai,
noten ha-Torah. Amen.
Blessed are you, O Lord our God, King of the universe, who selected us from all the peoples and gave us his Torah. Blessed are you, O Lord, giver of the Torah.
Amen. And you're going to read from Numbers chapter 21, is that correct?
Yes.
So let everybody open their Bibles to Numbers chapter 21.
Now I can see you.
Today is the 12th day of Tammuz on the Hebrew calendar, and my Torah parashot is Huchat and Balak. I will be reading my Torah portion from Numbers chapter 21, verses 4 through 9. In Hebrew and English.
And you feel free to follow along in either or both.
Okay. Vayisu mehor hahar derech yam suf lisbov et eretz edom batiksar nefesh ha'am baderech vayideber ha'am belohim uv moshe Lama ha'elitunu yimitzrayim lamut b'midbar ki ein lechem ve'ein mayim v'nashenu katsa b'lechem haklokel v'yishalach aranai ba'am et hanachashim serafim v'yinarchu et am v'yamat am rav m'Yisrael v'yavo ha'am el Moshe ויאמרו חטאנו כי דיברנו ואדוני בבך יתפלל אל אדוני ויעשה מעלינו את כנחש ויתפלל משה בעד העם. ויאמר אדוני אל משה עשה לך שרה ושים אותו על נס והיה כל הנשוך וראה אותו וחי. ויעש משה נחש נחושת וישימהו על הנס והיה אם נשך הנחש את איש והביט אל נחש הנחושת וחי. If you would like to follow along with me as I read my Torah portion in English, please open up your Bibles to Numbers chapter 21, verses 4 through 9. I will be reading from the New King James Version. Again, that is Numbers 21, chapter 21, verses 4 through 9. Then they journeyed from Mount Hor by the way of the Red Sea to go around the land of Edom, and the soul of the people became very discouraged on the way. And the people spoke against God and against Moses. Why have you brought us up out of Egypt to die in the wilderness? For there is no food, and no water, and our soul loathes this worthless bread. So the Lord sent fiery serpents among the people, and they bit the people, and many people of Israel died. Therefore the people came to Moses and said, "We have sinned, for we have spoken against the Lord and against you. Pray to the Lord that he take away the serpents from us." So Moses prayed for the people. Then the Lord said to Moses, "Make a fiery serpent and set it on a pole, and it shall be that everyone who is bitten, when he looks up at it, shall live." So Moses made a bronze serpent and put it on a pole, and it was, if a serpent had bitten anyone, when he looked at the bronze serpent, he lived. I will give my Torah to Rashi. Okay. In this portion, the children of Israel were complaining about how God was leading them. It seemed the people of Israel envisioned a better way of life in their journey. I think God sometimes strips away all the things we rely on in this world so we can fully rely and trust in Him. But because of Israel's grumbling and their continued sin, the Lord sent venomous snakes upon the people. The snakes represented sin, and sin means death. So God had Moses build a pole with a snake on top of it. If these snakes bit the people had to look up at this pole to be saved from death. It's like the picture of the Messiah, looking up to our Messiah on the tree, seeking repentance, and bearing our sins so we can be saved from eternal death. I think this Torah portion speaks a lot of today in this world with all the sin and chaos that is happening. This world needs to look up, turn away, and truly repent, and also seek salvation. I pray for this upon our country and the world. The closing Torah blessing. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam, asher natan lanu Torat emet, v'chayei olam nata b'duchenu. Baruch atah Adonai.
Tain ha-Torah. Amen.
Blessed are you, O Lord our God, King of the universe, who gave us the Torah of truth and planted eternal life within us. Blessed are you, O Lord, giver of the Torah.
Amen.
Blessing before the Haftarah. Baruch atah Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam, asher bachar b'nevi'im tovim, v'ratza b'divrehem hane'emarim be'emet. Baruch atah Adonai habocher b'torah, u'b'moshe abdo, u'b'Yisrael lamo, u'b'nevi'ei ha'emet v'tzedek. Blessed are you, O Lord our God, King of the universe, who has chosen good prophets and was pleased with their words that were uttered with truth. Blessed are you, O Lord, who chooses the Torah, Moses, his servants, Israel, his nation, and the prophets of truth and righteousness. In my half Torah, I will be reading from Micah chapter 6, verse 6, through chapter 6, verses 6 through 8. I'll be reading from the New King James Version. Feel free to follow along as I read. I will be reading from Micah chapter 6, starting at verse 6.
Excuse me, in the name of Jesus, please speak loud.
Yeah, okay. Speak as loudly as you can.
Okay. With what shall I come before the Lord and bow myself before the high God? Shall I come before him with the burnt offerings, with the calves a year old? Will the Lord be pleased with 1,000 of rams, 10,000 rivers of oil? Shall I give my firstborn for the transgression, the fruit of my body for the sin of my soul? He has shown you, O man, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you, but to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God. I will give my half Torah to Rasha. In this portion, the question is being asked, what can we do to please God? What is God looking for from us as his children? Does he want us to do the burnt offerings or the giving of our firstborn to him? It seems the questions are asking more of a physical showing in our actions. God seems to answer the question in acting justly, love mercy, and walk humbly before him. His answer reflects more of what is coming from our heart. I think if we change our hearts first, all of our physical ways will flow from it in all we do. Our hearts are so important to the Lord. Acting justly to others, having mercy upon others, and walking in obedience with God comes from the heart first. Just like the Veil Hafta starts, love the Lord your God with all your heart. It starts from the heart. I pray that our hearts are justly, merciful, and humble. Haftorah closing blessing. Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam, Tzur Kol Hamim, Tzadik Bechor Hadorot, Ha'el HaNe'eman, Ha'omer Ve'oseh, Hamdaber Unkayem, Shecho Devarav, Emet Vatzadek, Al HaTorah, Ve'al HaAvodah, Ve'al HaNevi'im, Ve'al Yom HaShabbat HaZeh, Shenatata, Lanu Adonai Eloheinu, Yikdusha Ve'limnucha, Ve'chavod U'tifaret, Al Hakol Adonai Eloheinu, Anachnu Modim Lach, Mvarchim Otach, Yitbarach Shimcha, Befi Kol Chai Tamid, Leolam Vayed, Baruch Ata Adonai, Megadesh HaShabbat.
Amen.
Blessed are you, O Lord our God, King of the universe, Rock of all creation, Righteous One of all generation, a faithful God whose word is deed, whose every command is just and true, faith for the Torah, for the privilege of the worship, for the prophets, and for this Shabbat that you, O Lord our God, have given us, for the holiness and rest, for honor and glory, we thank you and bless you. May your name be blessed forever by every living being. Blessed are you, O Lord, for the Sabbath and its holiness.
Amen. Amen.
And now the Brit Hadasha opening blessing. Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam, Asher Natan Lanu Brit Hadasha, V'Natan Lanu Yeshua HaMashiach. Blessed are you, O Lord, our God, King of the universe, who has given us the renewed covenant and has given us Yeshua the Messiah. For my Brit Hadasha portion, I will be reading from the New King James Version, from Matthew chapter 21, verses 1 through 9. Again, that is Matthew chapter 21, starting at verse 1. Now when they drew near Jerusalem and came to Bethage, at the Mount of Olives, then Yeshua sent two disciples, saying to them, Go into the village opposite you, and immediately you will find a donkey tied and a colt with her. Loose them and bring them both to me. And if anyone says anything to you, you shall say, The Lord has need of them, and immediately he will send them. All this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the prophet, saying, Tell the daughter of Zion, Behold, your king is coming to you, lowly and sitting on a donkey, a colt, the foal of a donkey. So the disciples went and did as Yeshua commanded them. They brought the donkey and the colt and laid their clothes on them and set him on them. And a very great multitude spread their clothes on the road. Others cut down branches from the trees and spread them on the road. Then the multitudes who went before And those who followed cried out, saying, Hoshiana to the Son of David, Baruch haba b'shem Adonai. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hoshiana in the highest.
Amen.
I will now be giving my Brit Chadashah to Rasha. In this portion, Yeshua gave instructions to his disciples that they needed to go into the village and find a donkey, a colt, and bring them both to him. The passage explains that Yeshua rode on a donkey as he entered the town. This was the prophecy about the king that was to come, how the king, the Messiah, would come to Jerusalem. This is referring to the Old Testament found in Zechariah chapter 9, verse 9, which says, Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, your king is coming to you. He is just and having salvation, lowly and riding on a donkey, a colt, the foal of a donkey. Knowing the Old Testament, this showed the people that this is the king that was prophesied. This is the Messiah, just like the Lord said would happen. Through the writings and the prophets, the king would be riding on a donkey, which means peace, and he would have salvation, which is the meaning of Yeshua's name, salvation. He will save. How would these people understand all of this, being the Messiah, if they never understood the teachings and writings of the Old Testament? As I continue learning by reading through Scripture to really understand the Old Testament helps me understand what the New Testament is about. And at the end of this portion, the people cried out, Hoshiana, son of David, to Yeshua. Hoshiana means, save us, please, because the people knew that this is the Messiah who had descend from David. They again knew he was the Messiah and that this was the one who will save us all. So I pray for the saving of more hearts and our soul as our time runs closer. Hoshiana, Hoshiana to us all. And as Yeshua said, you will not see me again till you say, Baruch haba b'shem Adonai. And now for the closing, for the Torah reading, for the prayer service, for the reading from the prophets, and for this Shabbat day that you, O Lord, our God, have given us, for the holiness and contentment, for glory and splendor, for all of this, O Lord, our God, we gratefully thank you and bless you. May your name be blessed by the mouth of all living, always for all eternity. Blessed are you, O Lord, who sanctifies the Sabbath. Amen.
Amen. Papa, would you like to help him dress the Torah and return it to the Ark? As they do that, if you would grab your songbooks and turn to number 18. Number 18 is from the Aaronic Benediction, and it just seems appropriate for the first Aliyah. Together, please. Lord bless thee.
Countenance on thee, and give thee peace. shine upon me. And be gracious unto thee, and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift us,
the Lord lift us,
his countenance,
his countenance on thee, and give
thee peace. The Lord bless thee,
the Lord bless thee,
and keep thee,
and keep thee. The Lord
make his face to shine upon thee. The Lord bless thee,
the Lord bless thee,
and keep thee,
and keep thee.
The Lord make his face to shine upon thee.
As it fades away, Papa, Mama, you want to come up? I understand you have some words you'd like to say for your son.
Baruch atah Adonai, Eloheinu melech haolam. Shehekianu, Bekianu, Behigianu, Lasman Hazeh.
Amen.
Blessed are you, Lord our God, King of the universe, who has granted us life, sustained us, and enabled us to reach this occasion.
Amen. You guys step on over here, we're closer to the microphone.
Mason, you are becoming a man. I couldn't be more proud, especially the work you have put in towards this day. I was always hearing about the progress you were making after each lesson. I've seen that your whole life so far. Once you are focused on something, you finish it through to the end. That is not a quality everyone has. Never lose it. But now is the time in your life you are truly being held accountable for your actions and choices. And that could be scary. Understand, though, that you do not have to make them alone. You will always have the Holy Spirit and the Word of God to turn to, not to mention Ema and I. I will never tell you that it's easy, for simply not knowing what to do, to following along with the crowd and your friends. You need to stand alone at times and shine in what is right, not what is easy. It is often too bad that what is easy is not what is right. With that being said, and knowing that your favorite book in the Bible is Psalms, my charge to you comes from Psalms 101, verses 2 through 4. I will behave wisely in a perfect way. Oh, when will you come to me? I will walk within my house with a perfect heart. I will set nothing wicked before my eyes. I hate the work of those who fall away. It shall not cling to me. A perverse heart shall depart from me. I will not know wickedness. I want the best for you in life, as all parents do for their children. But there is only so much I can do. I will not always be standing there to make the choice for you. I know you can do this. Stand strong, be brave, and trust in the Lord. I love you, my son.
All right, my turn.
Yeah.
All right, Mason, I'm still in shock that this moment has come. This is actually happening right now. This hungry little newborn baby boy who I held in my arms.
You guys.
Looking to
down it 13 years ago today. He's standing tall right beside me, which I'm now looking up to. I'm probably still hungry. This is the same boy I would chase around the house saying, Mason, stop getting into that. Stop climbing that. No, Mason, no. No. He's taking steps and fixing things around the house, doing yard work, cooking, helping with cleaning, and most importantly, stepping in as a man in the house, especially while Papa's at work when needed. Thank you. You've never really complained in life besides about your brother and sisters. You've always been content of what you had and currently have. Even when we struggled financially, you never said anything. And when you grew like 5 to 6 inches in a 2-month span, you never complained about the shortness of your clothes. So thank you. Practicing is so much better than the piano. I lose it, okay. I remember when you were in preschool. As a family, we were going through a tough time in life. I remember sitting outside in a chair and feeling pretty down, but trying to keep it in the best I could. I remembered you walked up to me and asked me if I was okay. I replied I was a little down at the moment. You started to fold your little hands together and pray. I just looked at you and cried because you were only 4 and you were praying over me. You told me everything was going to be okay. And guess what? You were right. Everything was okay. When you were in 3rd grade, I remember you had a tough year that year. All your friends were in different classes. Some kids were being mean to you. My heart sank as a mom. I wanted to fix it. I wanted to step in and just do something. You told me everything was going to be okay. I'm going to get through this year. I recall you bringing your Bible to school during recess so you weren't alone. Guess what? Right, everything turned out okay. 5th grade came, it was picture day. You got up, got dressed. You put on a kippah and a tzitzit shirt. I just looked at you like, why are you wearing this? And you told me you felt that you needed to do this today and it was gonna be okay. I had my phone in my hand all day figuring I'd get a call from the school. You came home to tell me about how your teachers that you switched classes with at school is Jewish because he saw your kippah and tzitzit. He wanted to show you his bar mitzvah pictures and tell you stories. He also shared, as it was your turn to get your picture taken by the photographer stated how proud he was of you to be wearing a kippah and how awesome it was for you to wear your tzitzits hanging out for everyone to see. He continued to tell you he was Jewish and was inspired him to take his tzitzits out of his pockets, which he was tucking them in. I just stood in shock because guess what? You were right. It was something you needed to do that day, and everything was okay. I pray you always keep listening to God's still voice in this loud world and keep marching to his beat, his way, no matter what the world is trying to tell you. When I was pregnant with you, I had a dream to name you Mason, saying you would be a builder. Guess what? God was right. You are a builder, and I find it fitting a Mason is someone who works with stone. Yeshua worked with stone. He is the cornerstone. And I pray Yeshua will always be your foundation that you stand and build your life upon. So the verse that I will give you today is Proverbs 3, verses 1 through 3. My son, don't forget my teaching. Keep my commands in your heart, for they will add to many days. Years of life and peace, do not let grace and truth leave you and bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart. I am proud of you and I love you.
Let's all stand for a moment as we read from the Aaronic benediction. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, speak to Aaron and his sons, saying, this is the way you shall bless the children of Israel. Put your hands on him, please. Say to them, the Lord bless you.
The Lord bless you.
And keep you.
And keep you.
The Lord make his face shine upon you.
Lord, make his face shine upon you.
And be gracious unto you.
And be gracious unto you.
Lord, lift up his countenance upon you.
Lord, lift his countenance upon you.
And give you peace.
And give you peace.
So they shall put my name on the children of Israel, and I will bless them, says the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
To commemorate this occasion, there's always a certificate, right? And it reads, Certificate of Bar Mitzvah, presented by Creekside Messianic Fellowship to Mason Blankenheim, who, having completed the required studies, was called to the Torah and confessed his personal faith in Messiah Yeshua as a son of the covenant. On Tammuz 1257-80, corresponding to July 4th, 2020, signed by myself and his papa. Papa, if you'd hand that over to him. For the requisite pictures, of course. And Mason, if you want to have a seat, there's a pile of gifts up here. One from the congregation, one from many of the individuals. You all can have a seat, please. Go ahead and open. You don't have to be delicate.
Don't knock the door off. There we go.
I want you to stand up and show it to him. Let's go and push the door to the ark shut. That'll let him see better. Would you rather we say a blessing and let folks start eating while you open the rest?
Yeah.
Okay, let's all stand. Blessed art thou, O Lord our God, a King of the universe who creates the fruit of the vine. And blessed art thou, Lord our God, a King of the universe who brings forth bread from the earth. Father, we bless you, we praise you, we thank you for all that you do for us. We thank you for Mason Blankenheim and his godly heart, Father, for his courage to stand up in front of the congregation and to read both in Hebrew and in English, and then to give his statements and his testimonies, Father. But Lord, we ask that this day be focused on you, for you truly are a God of blessing. You are the only true and living God who told us in Isaiah that only you can tell us the end from the beginning. So, Father, we know that you are God and there is no other. Again, Father, we bless you for the food. May it strengthen and nourish our bodies. And we bless you for all things in that precious name of our Messiah, Yeshua. Amen.
Amen.
The last thing is the seudah, the celebratory meal. So if y'all will go ahead and get in line.